USA Radio News.
A Texas sheriff has certified that dozens of migrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last month under a new program by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were crime victims, insinuating their eligibility for a special visa. The sheriff had stated that he had filed certification forms, which immigration lawyers say can be used to obtain a visa reserved for crime victims or people who witness certain crimes. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed court papers seeking to stop former President Donald Trump from transferring assets from his namesake real estate company. This is the latest move in her civil case alleging years of fraudulent practices. The motion for a preliminary injunction says Trump Organization representatives created a new company with the same name in Delaware. The company then filed paperwork to register Trump Organization 2 LLC in New York on September 21st, which is the same day the civil action was filed.
Consumer price index data released Thursday morning showed that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in the year through September, more than what economists recently surveyed by Bloomberg expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed a nationwide Adderall shortage after weeks of reported backlogs. The announcement issued by the FDA warned that major manufacturers will not be able to meet surging demand at the current rate of production. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection presented previously unseen video of congressional leaders pleading for help from governors, the acting Secretary of Defense, and the acting Attorney General as rioters attacked the Capitol.
I'm going to call up the acting Secretary of DOD. We have some senators who are still in their hideaways. They need massive personnel now. Can you get the Maryland National Guard to come too?
A gun has accidentally been discharged inside a Texas elementary school cafeteria after a child allegedly brought the firearm to school. The incident occurred before class began as breakfast was served at John W. Carpenter Elementary School in Dallas. The district officials stated that no one was injured. The Dallas Police Department is investigating the incident. A handful of this year's Miss USA contestants are alleging that the organization gave preferential treatment to one of the contestants from Texas who made history as the first Filipina American to win the title this month. Miss Universe organization ran the Miss USA competition until 2020 when the Miss Brand Corp, headed by Crystal Stewart, took over. The Miss Universe organization stated that it is deciding to suspend Stewart's leadership, quote, immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.